Thursday, April 22nd, 2021. We'll start the meeting at 5:01 p.m. Pursuant to the March 16th, 2020 notice issued by the Office of the Texas Attorney General and in accordance with applicable portions of the Texas Open Meetings Act, this meeting is being held as a virtual conference. So we are calling the meeting to order at 5:01 p.m. Next item is announcements, which is reopening plans for FWHS offices.
Terry, I'll take this if you don't mind. We are excited about the new building. For those of you who got to join us in March and do a tour, we appreciate you stopping by. For those of you that missed it, we'd be happy to take you through the new building at your convenience. But we're excited and we're working hard with Bennett Benner to get the construction that needs to go on in the interior underway. And so we expect to be in that space by Labor Day. That's the estimate that the team is giving us. So we've been working our split shift for over a year now, and it's been working very well and it's been fine. But in order to get prepared for the move, I've asked the staff to come back in starting June 1st. On a regular in the office schedule until we ensure that everything is scanned, that we're scanning and packed up and ready to move. So we will resume teleworking to some extent after all of those things are taken care of, but just wanted to let you know about that. And I have a couple other things if you don't mind, Ms. Attaway.
No, go right ahead.
So for those of you who haven't seen some of the email communication or social media, we, in partnership with the Community Arts Center, have put together an exhibit called The Art of Affordable Housing. And I used a very royal we. Kristen Sullivan really took the lead on this and worked with the staff over at the Arts Center. And so it's a photography exhibit that goes through the history of affordable housing in Fort Worth. And it's pretty neat. So from what I've seen being shared, and they are having that exhibit open to the public until May 22nd. And so I wanted to see if you guys would be open to having our May board meeting on May 20th at that location, so we could all see the exhibit and have the board meeting there in person publicly.
Terry, this is Michael, I'm open to that.
Okay.
Yes. And Terry, I'm definitely open to that.
Yeah, this is Danny. I'm good with that.
You said May 20th?
May 20th. It's the regular meeting on that Thursday. And it's just there close to Scott Theater, you know, where the Modern Art Museum used to be. So they have a couple locations that I think could fit our group and you guys could take in the photos.
Sure. Do you mind sharing the address?
Oh, absolutely. We'll send you a formal notice. But now that you guys are okay with it, we'll plan on that and do our publications for that address.
That's not the week of Colonial, is it, by any chance?
Oh, I don't know, but we can look that up. Let me see.
Let's get our priorities straight, Danny, right?
Well, I know.
Well, I couldn't afford tickets this year.
I know. I'm hoping somebody will give me one.
I know. It is pretty steep this year.
Yeah.
Student drinks included.
Yeah.
That bank couldn't afford tickets?
We have tickets, but not for staff. We have tickets. So, but they cost a small fortune based on what I've been told.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like $175 a day for the grounds pass, but it does include beer, wine, and food.
Colonial is May 27th.
May 27th through the 30th, so we'll be the week before.
Oh, we're all good. Sounds great.
Good. That's decided. All right. I think that was all of the announcements I had, Terry.
Okay. Well, I want to add one just to give kudos to all the things you guys have been doing this week, especially a big shout out to Kristen. I've already said it to you, but I wanted to say it in this open forum. I was on the Zoom meeting with the history of housing solutions along with the Community Arts Center. That was a great, great presentation. So I'm looking forward to what we will see when we go there for our meeting in the pictorial of our history. That was good. And then just yesterday and both our grand openings, board members, Brittany and I got to attend those. Those were wonderful and typical as we do, but just the fact that we had HUD, the deputy, she's what, deputy director?
Regional administrator.
Mm-hmm. Regional administrator, okay. So from HUD there, along with just many other people, and we had some great speakers of the tenants who live at these places. So that was good. Seeing what we do is just totally amazing. For me, from sitting there when we approve things to get them to actually see the finished product and people talking about, you know, how great their apartments are and so forth was just really wonderful. And I had another kudos moment today with a friend of mine who became a landlord with us. He knew absolutely nothing about what the program was and was scared to death. Celestine took time out of her schedule. Thank you for that, Celestine, to call him, get him, you know, understanding what was going to happen and everything. And so the end of that story is that he got finished, got through, you know, Ravonda and all the things that they do. The inspectors were great. He now has a tenant ready to go. She's excited, a young lady with four children who's getting to move into a totally renovated home, not far from Patriot Point, actually. Mary Margaret is in the neighborhood off of Oak Grove.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I just wanted to kind of, you know, we don't tell the good stories enough. So I just wanted you to know that he would have never been able to lease and feel comfortable at the amount of rent he got in his area. It was $1,600 a month for this home. And it was where he grew up. His mother got sick. They redid the house, moved the mom in with him. So now, you know, they feel really good because this is helping their family as well. So just wanted to say good job for all the things we're doing and working with community to make all this stuff happen. So really, really good stuff. It was good to see Kelly Allen Gray yesterday as well. So just a good day. So that, I went away. Okay, so that was it. I just wanted to give those comments.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're on to public comment, but Kristen, do we have anybody registered?
I see none, and we had none in the form earlier.
Okay. All right. If we have none, then we'll move on to the consent agenda. The statutory consent agenda includes non-controversial and routine items for the board to act on with a single vote. A board member may ask for an item to be moved to the regular agenda for discussion. So, board members, have we reviewed the consent agenda?
I have. I move approval unless any other board member has a question or concern.
A second.
Okay. It's been moved and second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Okay. Sorry. Chris, I know you're listening. So I know those ayes from those voices, but that was Michael Ramirez, Dick Stinson, and Danny Scarf. Okay, so now we will move on to our regular agenda. First item is a development update and Butler zoning presentation.
I've asked Ramon to give us an update on the Butler, kind of the latest happenings around Butler and the Butler Advisory Committee. And he's prepared a presentation related to some zoning questions that we've had back and forth with the city. So we'll start with that if you don't mind, Terry.
Thank you, Mayor Margaret. Just a brief report. As Mayor Margaret indicated, we're moving ahead with the transition and ultimately the disposition of the Butler site. Some time ago, it was suggested that maybe it would be appropriate to have the current zoning changed on the site to one that would allow the desired development of the site to occur. We asked the City of Fort Worth staff to give us some recommendations on what they thought would be an appropriate zoning. And they came back and recommended that we should consider an MU2 zoning for the property prior to us marketing the site. MU2 is a high intensity mixed use, and described as stated there on the report. Higher density, mixed use, pedestrian oriented development of for designated mixed use growth centers and urban villages. We think that this is appropriate. It does allow for some density, maximum height, 5 to 10 stories. Although it also allows for some additional height under certain circumstances, and it would be subject to review by the Urban Design Commission. There was a meeting of the Butler Advisory Committee where city staff participated and gave a great presentation, a very detailed presentation on what this MOU would allow, MOU2 zoning would allow, answered questions. I think at the end of the day, the Butler Advisory Committee concurred that this was the appropriate zoning for the property as we move ahead to market. And later staff had communication with Councilwoman Kelly Allen Gray about the proposed zoning, and she concurred with the recommendation. I believe there was some concern expressed about would the height of 10-story development impede the site from the Riverside neighborhood. I believe staff was going to take a look at that and see if any further adjustments, but she felt comfortable with the MU2 zoning. The other commitment that had been discussed made was the preservation of the Carver Hamilton Elementary School, which is our administration building. And there's a couple of options that we could use to make sure that the building's preserved. Option one is to designate the building as a landmark building with a historic and cultural overlay zoning, which means that if anything is going to be done to the building, it has to be approved by the city and its historic commission. The second option is to record a deed restriction prohibiting the demolition of the building, nor the alteration of the building's facade, except for any changes that would be allowed by state historic guidelines. We believe that the second option is the easiest and best option. We have engaged Carl Komatsu, architect that has a lot of historic preservation experience. As a matter of fact, I think he served as chair of the State Historic Commission at one time. We've engaged him to help us develop the proper language that would be included in the deed restriction. He has visited the site and is working on language that would recommend to our council as we would prepare the deed restriction that would be brought back to the board and approved. So I would recommend that the board authorize the staff to apply for the MU2 zoning for the Butler site. And if the board concurs, we will move forward and have the zoning in place probably 60 to 45 days, depending on the schedule of the zoning commission. But be happy to answer any questions that the board may have.
I think, Ramona, that probably makes the most sense of any of the zoning categories that the city currently has. As we move forward with potential developers, investors, the COVID has put a pretty big hit on office space and commercial. And so with right now, the most viable option for development on that site, I think right now, is going to be urban downtown living type residential projects. The MU2 would allow that. I think it would be good if we could reserve, as we're moving forward, if there's a way to reserve some of the more desirable commercial spaces or office spaces, and have that's something that might bring more money later, and but still have some of the property that would be available for residential development on a little bit shorter term. I think it's going to be 2 or 3 years before we have an opportunity to find out what the real office and commercial market's going to do. The mixed use, you know, if you go ahead and get it set up for MU2, then you can do all of those. You can do the residential apartments. You could do, there are some townhouses you could do. You could even do, and then, like you say, the 10-story commercial building. So I think you're on the right track anyways, all I'm saying.
Commissioner Scarth, I believe the city has indicated that as a potential developer comes in and actually buys the property, this allows them to make some changes to the MU2 to fit exactly what they're proposing to do, to maybe office space or residential. So I agree.
And just to follow up on that, we are still in conversation with our neighbors for Orth ISD on making sure that we're lockstep on you know, the disposition as it will affect them. And they do have an interest in some of the land here. So I will bring back, they said, we had a conversation this week and they said they were gonna put some things in writing, and I'll bring that back to you next month when we have more clarity on exactly their position. And then also just as an update to you guys on the Butler Advisory Committee, the subcommittee, the museum committee, is actually, I think, bigger and more active than our parent committee of the Butler Advisory Committee. They've been working hard on a plan to bring in a panel of experts for creating a museum and cultural center in Fort Worth. And Opal Lee was able to talk to Lonnie Bunch, who is the person at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. that was responsible for getting the African American Museum there started. And so he's agreed to be on our panel, I believe, and that's going to take place in November. And so we're working closely with the city. As you recall, you authorized us to make a contribution to that effort, and we will be hosting part of the program here at Butler in the auditorium in November. So that's still on the agenda to happen in person later on this year. Just wanted you all to know.
Well, go Opal. That lady is amazing. She's like a super person.
I know. We're really excited. He's really an expert, and I think it'll be very enlightening for us to hear from, you know, from him and his experience. So,
so that's great. That's great. So, Ramon, I just have one question. Yes, I totally agree with the MU2. Also, if something happens like colleges or whatever, because I know that had been a discussion, would it be flexible for that kind of thing as well?
To allow the changes to take place. I think if a potential buyer comes in with a very specific use, there would be some needed changes, but it would allow that to occur.
Okay. All right.
It's probably the most flexible zoning category that the city has.
Okay, great. Do we need to actually have a motion or just give you staff our blessing to go out and work on that?
We've done other zoning changes without any formal recommendation from the board. I don't think it's necessary. We just wanted to make sure we went on record as, you know, disclosing our plans and making sure that you guys didn't have any objection.
Okay. Any other comments from other commissioners?
No, I'm in support of it.
Okay. Okay, great.
And we don't have a traditional development update with Brian's spreadsheet of all the pending projects. I can tell you he's busy, and we've got a closing that should occur tomorrow for Post Oak East. We still have Fair Oaks Fair Parks coming up. Those are gonna come to you next month for final sign off. And then we of course have a few things in the pipeline that are under construction or in pre-development. So working hard, and we are moving towards a July groundbreaking for Cowan Place over in Stop 6. So if you haven't driven by Cavill in a while, it's completely down. There's no Cavill anymore. So it's a very different landscape. It was very bittersweet. I know Lachelle and Sonia are on the line, and we keep sending videos and pictures back to each other. It's kind of hard to believe that it's actually gone. But the team's getting started on both Cowan Place and then the Hughes House application. We've gone back and forth with TDHCA over the last few weeks on just questions and stuff on that application. So both of those things are looking really, really positive. Any questions on development activities or anything else we can answer?
No. As we spoke a little earlier, Mary Margaret, I want you to set up something for us to go view. You know, I can't think of the names.
No. Yeah, so we actually would love if everybody's vaccinated and feeling safe, I'll have Chris send out a poll. But, you know, we've completed several projects with Ohala through COVID. And so I'd love for you guys to go and look at Standard at River District, as well as the Bottle House, which was formerly called High Point on Main Street. And then Dixon, I do want to get everybody over to Stonegate, although we don't have any ownership interest. I would like you to see the, I guess, $15 million of improvement they put into that property upon purchase, and it still does have 58 rad units. So we could do a small, you know, little bus tour and then have a, you know, board meeting or reception at one of the properties so you guys could see the good work that's gone on there.
Okay, that would be great. That would be great. And then I just wanted to mention, because I forgot until you just said it, Lachelle and Sonia, great job. I got to sit in on the Cavill update, I think the Section 3 update and something else. I think I was on those two meetings, and great, great job. I just wanted to say that while you guys were on the call with us today. So, okay, then I guess if nothing else, we're actually, will you move that up for me a little bit?
We're ready to go into executive session.
Okay, great. That's what I thought. Okay, so if we don't have anything else, we are ready to move to executive session. And it is now 5:22 p.m. I understand we have another link that Heather sent out that will be our link that we to join us.
Has that been sent out?
It's in your email.
Okay.
Yeah, does everybody have it?
I think so. We'll find out here shortly.
Okay.
This meeting will remain open, and you can rejoin after your executive session.
But just make sure that we all close out.
Okay. All right, so we're...
Hi, I'm resuming recording now.
Okay, let's see, 1, 2, 3.
You're there, you have your quorum.
Oh, there we are. Okay, yes. All right, we are back. So we are done with the executive session. I think we have one item that we need to take care of from that session, Heather.
Yes. So I'd like to, Chris, I'm going to need your assistance entering a resolution for the ratification of a settlement agreement with Precision Reconstruction Group in the amount of $96,312.
This is Michael. I'll move.
This is Danny. I will second.
Okay. It's been moved and second. All in favor say aye, Michael.
Aye.
Danny Scarth.
Aye.
And I don't know if Dick Stinson is still with us.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Dick.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Ayes have it. Motion passes. So, thank you, Heather, for that update and that information. I don't think we have anything else as a result of closed session. Anything, guys, that I've left out?
Not that I'm aware of.
Are any comments? Okay. If we don't have anything else, we are ready to adjourn our meeting today at 5:47 p.m. Just like to thank everyone for taking time out to attend. And hopefully we see you next month in person.
Sounds great. Thank you, Terry.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.